98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Financial support for Israel and Ukraine. President Biden calling on Congress to approve both during his primetime Oval Office address to the nation last night. $14 billion for Israel, another $60 billion for Ukraine as that country fights off Russia. The president says the money is necessary.
American alliances will keep us, America, safe. American values are what make us a partner that other nations want to work with. To put all that at risk, if we walk away from Ukraine, if we turn our backs on Israel, it's just not worth it.
There's also talk of a ground invasion from Israel into Gaza. The president says any warfare on Israel's part must be measured. Almost 5,000 already killed on both sides of the conflict. On Capitol Hill, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says he won't back down on his plan to be House Speaker. This is ABC News. There are new details about what happened after police say a man drove a car into the Chinese consulate in San Francisco earlier this month and was fatally shot by officers.
Newly released police body camera video shows a sergeant running through the broken glass doors almost immediately, overcome by pepper spray security had used on the driver. The sergeant trying to arrest the suspect. The suspect appears to start swinging a knife, and the sergeant shoots. Additional officers then try to find the man's knife.
You guys should have told me he had a knife.
The suspect, 31-year-old San Francisco resident John Wen Yang, died at the hospital. Police say they also found a loaded crossbow and two fired gun casings in his car.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. A school district in Kansas is going to a four-day week because of the historic drought. Officials in Montgomery County say canceling school on Mondays will conserve water during a severe shortage. The shorter school week will remain through the semester. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Your small business is always top of mind. Well, top of your mind. To get it to the top of other people's minds, you need to get your name out front, which is where Staples Print and Marketing Services can put it. A yard sign over there, brochures right here, a banner up there. In fact, your business's message could appear anywhere. And right now at Staples, get $100 off your print purchase of $250 or more. Make a splash with your small business print and marketing materials at Staples. Ends 11-4. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Aylin. The man who brought guns to the Wisconsin state capitol demanding to see Governor Tony Evers pleaded not guilty in court Thursday.
43-year-old Joshua Plesnick made his initial appearance in Dane County Court and was granted a signature bond. The judge also barred him from the Capitol Square and anywhere near the governor's residence. Plesnick is also prohibited from having any dangerous weapons, including guns. He's charged with a misdemeanor of carrying a firearm in a public building for the October 4th incident. His attorney noted Plesnick, who is homeless, never directly threatened the governor. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A plan from Republican state lawmakers to change how Wisconsin's electoral maps are drawn was the subject of a Capitol hearing Thursday. Representative Lauren Oldenburg, a Viroqua Democrat, said the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau would generate the maps.
Under this legislation, political or election data is illegal. For the LRB to use any capacity, as in the case in Iowa.
Beloit Democrat Senator Mark Spreitzer said the Republican plan differs from the model previously supported by Democrats.
You're giving yourself in this bill the opportunity for the majority party to basically reach into the grab bag as many times as they want until they get a map that they like.
The current maps are the subject of lawsuits that are expected to come before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which now has a liberal majority. A late Thursday afternoon shooting on Milwaukee's south side left a man dead and a child critically wounded. Police say a 30-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene of the gunfire near the city's Mitchell Park domes. A 7-year-old, also injured, was taken to a hospital in critical condition. He's now reported to be in stable condition. It's not clear what led up to the shooting. Police are looking for a suspect. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty. USDSA also provides a citizen awareness program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, please visit usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level, because lives are on the line.
It's sentencing day for a former unlicensed daycare provider in Wausau.
Marissa Wagner, formerly known as Marissa Sell, will face up to 46 years in prison this afternoon for two counts of child abuse. One count stems from a 2018 incident in which a child suffered bleeding on her brain after a day at Wagner's in-home daycare. She said that the child had fallen from a high chair, but a doctor found the injuries were not consistent with that story. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And Wisconsin's crisis helpline will get some federal funding.
The 988 helpline was awarded $17 million in federal grants over 3 years to help hire more staff and increase promotion of the service. Over 60 people currently work for Wisconsin Lifeline, which has 24/7 coverage on both text chat and voice calls. Governor Tony Evers says the funds will help ensure that people will have support to help save lives. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Carol Jean Slack, age 73, of Park Falls, died on Sunday, October 15th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her two children, William Billy Slack of Ringle, Wisconsin, and by Amy Petzel of Fifield. Survived also by 8 grandchildren, by 8 great-grandchildren, by 3 siblings, Jerome Schimmick, Patricia Radlinger, and Robert Schimmick. Survived by 2 sisters-in-law, by her lifelong friends, Annette and Joan, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Graveside service held 11 a.m. Friday, October 20th, at NOLA Cemetery in Park Falls. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Carol Jean Slack, 75, Park Falls. Janet K. Kasowitz, age 68, Fifield, died on Saturday, October 14th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband of 46 years, Frank, and their four children, William Bill Kasowitz, Jesse Kasowitz, Brandy Lyon, and Frankie Kasowitz. Further survived by seven grandchildren and by six siblings, Helen Bullwig, Phyllis Bullwig, Carrie Hansen Williams, by Peggy Megan, Melanie Hansen, and Steve Hansen. Survived also by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life to be held Saturday, November 11th at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet K. Kasowitz, 66, Fifield.
Patricia Ann Shankey, age 92, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, October 18th, 2023, at the Waterford. She was born on January 27th, 1931, in Winona, Minnesota, the daughter of Max and Evelyn Brady Chalmers. She was married to Jack Ackerman, who preceded her in death, and Duane Shankey, who also preceded her in death. Patricia worked for Freeman Shoe Company and then Fairbanks Morse in Beloit. She enjoyed spending time with her family and friends. She is survived by her two children, Max Lori Ackerman of Mercer and Diane Shankey of Cressville, Tennessee, three grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. She was preceded in death by her first and second husband and 12 siblings. A private service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Patricia Ann Shankey, age 92, of Park Falls. Hildegard Ruth M. Hoffman Kane, age 96, of Sun Prairie, formerly of Park Falls, died on Tuesday, October 17th, 2023, at Tallamore Senior Living in Sun Prairie. She was born on August 25th, 1927, in Vienna, Austria, the daughter of Franz and Franziska Mulner Lehner. In 1952, Hildegard moved to Park Falls. She was married to Frank Hoffman and then Sidney Kane, who both preceded her in death. She worked for Gamble's Department Store in Park Falls and enjoyed fishing and hunting. She is survived by three sisters, Gert Brammer of Lodi, Helga Lehner of Italy, and Erika Lowy of Austria, her brother Willie Gabby Lehner of Austria, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. She was preceded in death by her first husband, Frank Hoffman, second husband, Sidney Kane, seven brothers and sisters, and her special brother-in-law, Bud Brammer. Funeral services will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Monday, October 23rd, 2023, at 12 p.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Burial will follow at NOLA Cemetery in Park Falls. A visitation will be held at the funeral home on Monday from 11 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Hildegard Ruth M. Hoffman Kane, age 96.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary.
Absolutely.
Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car's making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some main discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens. Right.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467, and we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
The Furman Insurance Agency in downtown Park Falls has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Specializing in home, auto, and business insurance, don't forget the toys. No one can predict the future, but we can help protect it. Give Christy or Jamie a call at 715-762-4046. Furman Insurance Agency. Let us help you protect what's important.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-736-2098. Now, drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-2098. That's 800-736-2098. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-2098. Again, 800-736-2098.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have a chance of rain today, a high near 52. Winds be out of the west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chances for rain continue tonight, a low around 39 with a southwest wind of 5 to 10. We'll have more chances for rain Saturday, a high near 47 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting out to 20. There'll be even more chances for rain Saturday night, a low around 32 with a north wind of 5 to 10. Sunday will be mostly sunny, a high near 51 with a west wind around 5 miles an hour. We'll have a slight chance of rain Monday, a high near 54. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 38 degrees.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamaganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamagan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books, on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide, with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
Freeze Firewood reminds you that summer is quickly coming to an end here and fall's right around the corner. Now, maybe you're not ready to give up on those fun summer times yet. Maybe you didn't quite get everything in that you had hoped for. Well, don't spend those beautiful fall days stacking firewood and clearing up all the mess. Let Freeze Firewood drop off your season's supply of firewood in weatherproof bulk firewood bags. No need to spend your time stacking and then cleaning up all the mess. Spend your time enjoying all that fall has to offer and grab your firewood straight out of the bag. Come winter, call Freeze Firewood, 715-567-0616, 567-0616. Freeze Firewood on Little Chicago Road, Phillips.
Silly Goose Silent Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin is your adventure destination. Discover a wide selection of adventure clothing, now including Dickies work and casual wear, and outfit your little adventurers with kids' winter essentials by Arctics. Enjoy 25% off remaining hunting gear. Our store also features a wide range of hockey and figure skates, as well as cross-country ski equipment and snowshoe rentals, all conveniently located on Highway 13 in Park Falls. Get ready for your next adventure with us at Silly Goose Silent Sports.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros tie the American League Championship Series up at 2 games apiece. By blasting the Texas Rangers 10-3.
Jose Abreu launched a 3-run homer in the 4th inning, right after Yordan Alvarez lifted a tie-breaking sacrifice fly. Alvarez also had 3 RBIs. Alex Bregman drove in 2, and Jose Altuve was 3-for-4 with a walk and 3 runs scored. Corey Seager and Adolis Garcia hit solo homers for the Rangers, who erased a 3-0 deficit before falling.
Correspondent Dave Perry reporting. Game 5 is today in Arlington. In the National League Championship Series, Ketel Marte capped a 3-hit afternoon with a walk-off single in the 9th. The Arizona Diamondbacks rallied to beat the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1 to close to 2-1. Game 4 is tonight in Arizona. In the NHL, winners included Nashville and Florida. This is SRN Sports. A whole lot of other games in the NHL last night. Winners were Tampa Bay, Calgary, Philadelphia, Vegas, Arizona, Los Angeles, Dallas, Seattle, Colorado, and Boston. NFL Thursday Night Football, the Jacksonville Jaguars extend their winning streak by scoring a late touchdown against the New Orleans Saints.
Christian Kirk caught a 44-yard touchdown pass from Trevor Lawrence with 3 minutes and 8 seconds remaining, and the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the host New Orleans Saints 31-24.
I thought it was going to be, you know, maybe a 10-yard gain. I knew he had 20 on the angle, but then he took it off. He took it to the house. So that was a great play by him to finish it and see that opportunity and go get it.
Lawrence threw for 204 yards and 1 touchdown and rushed for 59 yards in 5-2 Jacksonville's 4th straight win. New Orleans drove to the Jacksonville 6-yard line in the final minute, but couldn't find the end zone for the tying score. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is SRN Sports.
The Packers continue preparing for Sunday's matchup at Denver. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Yesterday, defensive back Jair Alexander's name added to the injury report as he continues to deal with back issues. Things haven't gone well for Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson this season, but Coach Matt LaFleur said he can still play and they have to pay close attention to the off-schedule plays.
That's always been one of the things that you have to
combat when you're playing a guy of his caliber is he is very good when the play's not there in rhythm. He's good when the play's there in rhythm, but you better plaster on the back end and continue to have a relentless pursuit of him. Otherwise, he can make it look silly.
Jaguars kicked off week 7 of the NFL season with a 31-24 win over the Saints in New Orleans. Trevor Lawrence throwing a 44-yard touchdown strike to Christian Kirk late in the fourth quarter for the win, as the Jags improved to 5-2. Week 8 of the college football season kicks off tomorrow. Wisconsin battling Illinois at Memorial Stadium. Badgers 4-2, but trying to avenge a loss to the Illini in Madison last year. College hockey season continues for the Badgers, who play the first of two in Houghton against Michigan Tech tonight. Still too many penalties for the Badgers in the early going. Coach Mike Hastings said if the players can't find that discipline, he'll find it for them.
I think as a coach, your job is to talk, communicate, set a standard, and then what you're talking about, the accountability piece, yeah. And to me, the only thing that I have found over time that is effective is ice time. And so, yeah, that'll be, hopefully we're not having this next Tuesday.
Major League Baseball playoffs continued last night. ALCS Houston evened things up with Texas with a dominating 10-3 win in Arlington. That series tied 2-2. In Phoenix, the Diamondbacks on the board in the NLCS, pulling out a walk-off 2-1 victory over the Phillies. Philadelphia still leads that series 2-1. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Many business owners and entrepreneurs today are drowning in unsecured debt and just can't stop incurring more. Business Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program where you will receive support for doing business and living life without incurring new unsecured debt. Business Debtors Anonymous offers meetings every day where members support one another to help them stop incurring new unsecured debt. You're not alone. Visit helpfordebtors.org. That's helpfordebtors.org.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl.
I'm listening to you guys all day long.
98 Q Country.
Got a head full of noise. About 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter. The trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed. Just looking for a brand new way to get lost. Come looking. Feels good about time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head. Got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies, maybe the Great Salt Lake. Of the hills of Kentucky, maybe north, maybe south. I don't care as long as it's now. So long, four-wheel sun. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say a word and I can't say a word. And if I don't come back, don't come a-looking. We'll be right back.
on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Truck bed this morning.
Truck bed. As it's Justin, thanks so much for kicking off your morning with me. And I didn't realize that he had such bad anxiety, that enough that he had to cancel shows that one time to do so. But then again, there's a lot of artists that in the beginning do have stage fright. It's a real thing.
One, two, three. Pump it in there, baby.
Here's another song from our starting lineup.
Just keep a trickling the ball down the field, boys.
98 Q Country.
Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth line life, it's a wild.
Rose-colored Ray-Bans. I got some rust on my Chevy.
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Chris Jansen, it's called All He Need Is You. It's Justin. Thanks so much for getting up and kicking off your day with me. Do you find this shocking or not shocking? There was a survey done with more than 1,500 teenagers, and they found on the average that teens spend 4.8 hours, let's just round that up, 5 hours a day on social media. I don't find that shocking one bit.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Meet Bruce.
Hey there.
He's a busy soccer dad who's trying hard to learn the game.
Go for the end zone.
Whoops. Luckily, other things come easy. Like banking with Chase. On a tip from his banker, he set up AutoSave in the Chase mobile app. So what are you saving for, Bruce?
Father-daughter soccer camp.
Smart bankers, convenient tools. One bank with the power of both. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
AutoSave requires a Chase checking and savings account. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment, or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right, we'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland, just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You
Thanks.
Too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Make a difference. Become a CNA. Park Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting November 2023. The nurse aide course consists of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion of your training, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on employment commitment and employment hire status. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned and is a 92-bed skilled nursing facility which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab stays and long-term care. Reserve your spot now. Deadline to register will be October 25th. For more details and to register, apply on Indeed for the nurse aide student, email tawnym@parkmanorwi.com or call 715-762-2449. Again, that's Indeed for the nurse aide student, tawnym@parkmanorwi.com or 715-762-2449.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have a chance of rain today, a high near 52. Winds be out of the west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chances for rain continue tonight, a low around 39 with a southwest wind of 5 to 10. We'll have more chances for rain Saturday, a high near 47 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting out to 20. There'll be even more chances for rain Saturday night, a low around 32 with a north wind of 5 to 10. Sunday will be mostly sunny, a high near 51 with a west wind around 5 miles an hour. We'll have a slight chance of rain Monday, a high near 54. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 38 degrees.
Right now.
Come on, let's go!
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the fire with a little ice.
Hey everybody, I'm Jim.
Dean.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I'd put my money down and sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We stay good as new, like a fresh corner paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light.
Shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Stop the giving and start.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Town ain't got no nightclub. We don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up 30 early out there in your drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window. I'm turning right while you're turning me on.
Wake up with him.